Item nine, consider and take possible action to adopt resolution 2015-1, providing for salary and benefits for unrepresented employees of Sisera effective January 1, 2015.
I'll move the recommendation.
Second.
Yeah, second.
Further, Kurt?
Comment on this?
Are we public commenting now? Yes.
Okay, so this is public comment? What are we doing?
Public comment.
Public.
Comment with regard to item nine.
Kurt Schneider, Sisera staff, thank you. So the proposed unrepresented management resolution eliminates the 2.5% differential for the certified employee benefit specialist designation. The CEBS designation is the premier designation offered by the International Foundation of Employee Benefit Plans and covers all aspects of employee benefits, including retirement benefits. Fulfilling the requirements of this designation signifies that the individual has attained some measure of education specific to employee benefits. The Sisera Board has adopted a mission statement. It reads, Sisera's mission is to deliver retirement benefits to members and their beneficiaries through prudent asset management and effective administration in accordance with all plan provisions. Although the mission statement mentions asset management, Sisera utilizes approximately 40 outside managers to assist with asset management, while the actual delivery of retirement benefits, calculating and paying them, is accomplished almost entirely by in-house staff within the benefits division. Delivering retirement benefits in accordance with all Sisera plan provisions is not a simple task. Our benefits staff has to deal with a benefit structure that has a number of complexities, including members with service in multiple tiers, multiple service purchases over their careers, and reciprocity with other retirement systems. Our benefits staff has to become proficient in administering state statutes, including CERL and PEPRA, as well as board policies and resolutions, and federal tax code sections such as 401A and 415B. Sisera currently has 5 unrepresented management positions in the benefits division, 2 managers and 3 supervisors that were eligible for the CEBS differential under the previous management resolution. At the moment, 3 of these positions are vacant. Offering a modest differential for the CEBS designation would mean that Sisera values expertise in the field of benefits administration. It would mean that Sisera wants to employ individuals who have gone beyond their basic education to attain advanced education specific to employee benefits. It would also mean that Sisera values individuals who have made a commitment to a career in employee benefits and to their own professional development. I believe restoring the CEBS differential would help Sisera attract and retain the type of individuals we need in the benefits division. I do not know the reasoning behind eliminating the differential other than no one currently qualifies for it. As I said, 3 of the positions are vacant. And I especially cannot understand why, even if differentials should be eliminated, why the benefits division alone has been targeted. On the one hand, the administration of retirement benefits is becoming ever more complex, while on the other hand, organizations like ours are facing increasing scrutiny and higher expectations from members, employers, and the public. This is a time when Sisera should be raising its standards, not lowering them. I respectfully request that the board consider restoring the 2.5% CEBS differential to the unrepresented management resolution prior to adopting it. Thank you.
What does it take to get a certified employees benefits specialist designation?
You have to take 8 courses, and they range from all types of benefits, including compensation and health benefits and retirement benefits. Each course is approximately like taking a college-level course, so it's
like 3 units for each course.
Yeah, it's like a year of college, basically.
So that's a 24-unit course, okay.
I left the meeting early.
And is there a test after?
There's an exam for each one.
There's an exam. Okay.
Deborah? So expand upon the, what does it take to get this, the CEBS. There are 8 courses. 2 of those courses are titled, one is Retirement Plan Design, one is Retirement Plan Management. Those 2 courses out of the 8 courses are retirement specific and involve all types of retirement plans, both defined contribution and defined benefit 401ks, and some information on the kind of plan we administer here. So my concern, and thank you, Kurt, for bringing this forward for discussion. I certainly am in favor of providing opportunities for education to our staff and to better them, and if that can involve an enhancement to their salary, I'm in favor of that too. My opposition to the SEEBS designation and the 2.5% pay increment with it is that I did go through and read all of the descriptions of these courses, and I don't believe that this type of designation, it's done through Wharton, it's a very expensive program which we also pay for in the system. I just don't believe that this type of designation with only two courses related to retirement and the rest of it being related to executive compensation, employee compensation, other types of benefit plans, Affordable Care Act, and so forth, that this program is relevant enough to our benefit managers and our benefit supervisors to make it worthwhile for us. So that was my objection. But however, I would say that perhaps this type of program is useful to someone like Christina, who manages the overall benefits of our organization now that we're an independent organization. So I can see where this program would have some benefit to a person who's in that role of administering the benefits of an organization. But I don't see where this is very closely related to what our benefit managers do with respect to administering the pension plan here.
Gabe?
I was gone left early last meeting. Was this something that was discussed last meeting and something getting?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Closed session.
In closed session with labor negotiators.
Okay, so I was wondering how, because it was in closed session, how much are we able to say about this, not say about it, or?
Say whatever you want.
Okay. Is this something that was existing and is now we're looking at no longer offering it?
Yes.
Okay, and the reason, what was the argument for why we're no longer offering it? Deborah just brought up that it didn't feel it was warranted?
This was put in place just before Marilyn left, when we were struggling with the county pay increases, and we added a couple of designation differentials at that time, and this was one of them.
And what was the
2013.
What was the reason we added it then and we no longer feel that it should be included? I don't know what
I just told you why I feel I don't.
No, well, I guess my question is why was it included? Why was it included? Marilyn included for, I'm trying to think what the argument was why to include it. I don't recall it.
Why Marilyn felt included? That there was a benefit to the staff to have additional education.
Marilyn had the designation as well.
And that this was provided for that type of additional education and training.
Okay, and at this point, it's possible we don't think it should longer be offered. There's some, it seems to be there's a value. There was a value before, somehow there doesn't seem to be the value now. Is that how I'm understanding it?
Some people didn't feel that there was about as much a value now, I guess.
Than it was
the best way to.
I didn't feel there was a value then either.
Got it, okay.
Okay, that makes sense. I haven't changed my position.
Got it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did this come about during like a collective bargaining process, or it was a standalone item that came before the board?
Yes.
That they voted on?
Yeah, so.
The committee.
The board had a public discussion on this item and took action on this item. It had to do with several differentials that the board decided to add, and I can't recall which the other ones are exactly right now, but it was a part of the agenda for the board's public discussion. We can bring that to you. You can take a look at that. There may have been a memo or some explanation for it. I'm not entirely sure.
Rusty?
I don't remember the entire discussion, but I'm wondering again if the motivation was to offer that pay increase to attract applicants to the job, where it would have been probably preferable to go to the Board of Supervisors and actually have the salary range adjusted, but that was going to take longer, maybe, and so the seat was an easier way to get the pay increase offered so you can attract people sooner. Oh, is that a possible argument?
I mean, there were issues with county HR with regards to classification and pay ranges. The CEBS was considered in the same category as a CPA or a CFA at the time.
Well, and again, who determined whether it was in the same category? And that's the thing that's bothering me is, we have a standard for what is essential for the job that we'd want to reward them for having this certificate? And if it's essential, why don't we just include it in the job classification? And if it means MQs. Increasing the salary, increase the salary now that we are independent board, we can do that.
You mean make it
a requirement
for the job classification?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if it is, why not?
Well, that's going to make it difficult if we're going to hire someone or promote someone to in position here that they became from a, let's say the auditor's office for the county.
Right, but again.
And came here, they wouldn't have had an opportunity
but to. If they have their eye on the job, they'll go get the qualification and then apply. But the argument again is it essential for the job? Is it really going to benefit the system to have somebody with the CEBS or not? And if it is essential and it's going to benefit us, then I think we should reward the person that's in that job one way or another. But it seems more practical way would be through a salary increase rather than through a differential. It's an essential item.
I don't disagree. Right. But you're using the word essential. I think Kurt would describe it more as helpful.
Yeah, I think Deborah described it exactly why it's not a requirement of the position. I don't think it should be. It's a benefit to have a broader understanding of employee benefits and to understand how an employer-sponsored defined benefit plan fits into the whole structure. We do have to understand how short-term disability works, long-term disability works in order to administer our disability. We have to understand how Social Security works in order to calculate our Tier 2 benefit. We do work with these other forms of benefits, and it's good to have a broader understanding of employee benefits.
Good analogy. I'm sure.
I wanted to ask Gail to comment as well. Marilyn, of course, I should say of course, but Marilyn was the primary force behind our adopting this to begin with. As CEO, is this something that you support? What kind of benefits do you see from it? Are there downsides?
So I don't think that having a CEBS designation is a requirement of any of the positions that could possibly receive this differential. Someone could, have work experience or other experiences that could give them the same type of knowledge, obviously. We do currently have other certifications within the organization that folks have that do not receive differentials that are essential for their functions as well. So it's really about looking at, what certifications do we kind of want to give that upper hand to, and do we want to include them in the job description and make them required? That's a different discussion for a different day, I think. I could really go either way on this. I mean, it's something that we had before. I'm inclined to have, not have takeaways for folks. Right. The one thing I look at is, we don't have anyone currently pursuing CEBS, and I haven't heard of anyone who's expressed interest in it. And looking at some of the candidates we've received for some of the benefit positions in the past, not a whole lot of them have a CEBS designation. It doesn't mean that it's not a noteworthy accomplishment or anything like that. I mean, it adds to the breadth of their knowledge. But to get to your question as far as how I feel about it and whether it should be included, obviously it's essentially a board decision, but I do want to support folks and encourage their development. And that's why like tuition reimbursement and other things have been increased, but I would be inclined to probably not be including it.
Darren?
Two questions. You just said something, and maybe somebody said it, I missed it. Is anybody currently in the position with CEBS getting the differential?
No.
Okay, so we're not taking away from anybody. No. And I'm with you. It's it's a nice thing to enhance your professional development, but there's a lot of, the other thing you said was there are a lot of your employees who have other certifications that are not getting differentials. So for that reason, I would be supporting not doing that either for this position. Going with what Rusty said, if it's that important, add it to the MQs. Doesn't sound like it is. And going to what Kurt said, in order to do the job, you need to be trained, and whether you have the certification or not, you're still going to need to be interacting. So for those reasons, I'll be supporting the motion.
Another thing I want to make sure, the SEEBS, the employees that had it before, how did they acquire that certification? Did they get it through the system? Did the system pay for it? Do we know?
The system paid for Maryland's.
Maryland's? Was she the only one then?
No, actually, Maryland had it before she came here.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, again, as a board, do we decide, if it matters at all, whether somebody should be recognized with the SEEBS, if it's something we paid for? And how much would it cost if the board were to pay for it as opposed to somebody getting it on their own?
We do pay for it now.
Yeah. We do.
Yes.
They could still take it.
We reimburse them for the, but so they have to successfully complete.
They pay the tuition up front. They have to successfully complete the class, and it's reimbursed on a per class basis, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they pass the exam.
And it goes to, it kind of falls under our tuition reimbursement max for the year, which was previously 750. So.
But the two classes that are most relevant to the retirement system, that's sort of a mini certificate in its own, is if you take those two classes, you get a lesser designation for that retirement specialist. That's my understanding of what I've read here.
Got a few things. One is, do they have to travel to Lorton in San Francisco or back east?
I think it's online.
Online. Oh, it's online. See, okay. I do believe in the cross-training. I know my prior position, I was doing sales and marketing, but I did call and learn about distribution. It was helpful, so I'm okay with that part. Is there something we could replace this with that would maybe members of the board feel is more relevant than this one?
I mean, it's currently, nobody's receiving it. Nobody's working toward it. What okay. We could do with regards to our discussions going forward with regards to either salary, personnel, benefits issues.
Okay.
Well, nobody receives it. It can always be negotiated in the future.
Yeah, or we could add another program that somebody says, I think this is very relevant.
Right, but you can always negotiate that in the future.
Right. Okay.
Was this the only potential salary issue that we changed?
Yes.
Okay. And I go back to, I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
What's the motion right now? Wasn't there a motion on the floor?
The motion is to accept the resolution as it appears in your packet.
Okay. Which does not include. Which
right.
Does not include, right?
Right.
I got a couple of questions on their board resolution. Just on number one, the paid holidays, if you look on the eligibility, the second paragraph.
Louis, what page are you on?
On
two.
Page two.
Okay.
Of the board resolution.
Thank you.
Looking at, they're moving to, where was it? Page two of resolution, the county's resolution. It doesn't expound on when people take holiday flexible alternative that are on 980s. It doesn't expound saying, okay, if they were on a 980, they get 8 hours, but it doesn't say anything about taking that extra hour to make up like vacation, as it says in this resolution. Why was it deleted?
For the positions covered under this resolution, under FLSA, they're considered exempt from overtime,
yeah.
So we wouldn't normally make them charge 1 hour for that time.
Wait, I'm with Louie. If you're on 980, mm-hmm. And it's a holiday, we all get 8 hours.
Right.
So an employee who's on 980 and it falls on that day should have to take that extra hour out of their own time frame. Why do they get a 9 hour holiday and everybody else get an 8 hour holiday?
Here, I guess the question is, we don't have, my understanding is we don't have anybody working 980.
Oh, good. Well, then that's
We don't.
Oh, okay. I thought management was the same as the employees are 980.
No, management right now are not allowed to have.
Not right now, okay. Okay, that answered the question then. So I thought management was.
Okay, never mind.
You have something else, Lou? You have another issue?
I have a few more things.
I'm sorry, Karen?
Thank you. I was just going to suggest a process. We started talking about SEEBS and then questions about the resolution. This is a very complex document.
Right.
It covers a lot of different items. And we have here today Christina Dunn, Cicera's administration manager, and Joe Wiley, who worked really hard on this document. And they are prepared, Christina is prepared to go over how this document is like or unlike the current resolution that governs the unrepresented employee at Cicera that was adopted by the Board of Supervisors. And she can walk you through all of these items and answer any questions that you may have prior to your adoption. And you can also see the differentials and other differentials, not just the seats, and then decide whether you would like the differential to be in or out of this particular resolution that is up for adoption today.
Are there a lot of changes, or is it pretty? I'd like you to highlight where it really differs. You know.
Our last meeting?
Right. From the one that they have.
From the, yeah, from what the county
wasn't
was.
She wasn't here.
She wasn't here.
You were
not. Oh, that's, I'm
really,
sorry.
No, it's okay. There really aren't. My
I'm right. just trying to.
There really aren't a lot.
I don't want you to go through line by line.
Yeah, and I tried to, in my memo.
Right, I saw that.
Some of the differences. We're trying to streamline some of the documents, so the county has a lot of documents that govern each position.
Right.
We're trying to combine some of those documents. So you'll find that some of the items that are in the county management resolution, you won't find in the Cicera unrepresented employees resolution, because they'll be in the personnel policies, the Cicera personnel policies, or the Cicera employee benefits guide, which we are still currently working on. So this is the first draft document that we have at this point. And so I wasn't going to go through each one of those, because you have the memo, you can see what those are. Then there's some wording that's been changed from the county management resolution. One of the big ones was the health and dental benefits upon retirement, and that was including language so that any service that employees have had during Cicera time could be included to continue to get those benefits. And then the last part is really what has been removed when you compare the county management resolution to the Cicera unrepresented resolution. The majority of the items that were removed are not applicable to Cicera staff. There's a lot of information in the county management resolution that's specific to departments within the county and does not apply to Cicera. Then the certified benefit specialist, the SEEBS, was removed because we don't currently have any staff that have that designation or are pursuing that designation at this time. So we didn't include that for that reason. The other differentials are in there, the CPA, the CFA, and the ASA. So all of those, we currently have staff members receiving that differential, and we didn't want to take that away from them.
Just two quick questions. On the catastrophic leave bank, are we planning on doing one for our employees that everybody can't participate in the future?
And that is one of them. We can't, because we're a separate employer, participate in the county's catastrophic leave bank. Eventually, we would probably start a Cicera
catastrophic
leave bank.
That's what I mean. Eventually, we will?
Right. It's okay. Just not high on, we have a long list of things that need to get done.
Okay. Okay. That's why I just noticed that, and bilingual pay was another thing.
We have not received bilingual pay in this office.
Okay. That's.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah. Can you explain page 9, number 8, number 3? I want to make sure I'm reading this correctly. Where it says 15 years to become eligible, and then of which 5 years of those years must be as an active employee of Cicera with no monthly premium subsidy paid by Cicera for any health or dental plans after they separate from Cicera. So are we saying that we're not going to offer health and dental to retirees when they retire from here? I thought I read that we were.
We're following what the county currently does. So when anybody who's hired after that January 1st, 2009, they no longer get a premium subsidy for their health and dental benefits.
Are we setting up a, the county had set up a...
150 into deferred comp per month.
Yeah, are we setting up the same thing for our...
Yes, and that's included in here under the deferred comp.
I didn't read that part. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We, just so you know, we had this conversation yesterday because the Board of Supervisors is looking at different kinds of health care plans, and whether you do... So my point is, I think this is good to do now. I know we're separate, but you may want to follow along with what the board is doing to help towards saving health care costs in the future. It was some very interesting concepts as opposed to always doing co-pays and how you structure and how the health care industry is going and how they come up. It was just fascinating. I mean, we spent almost 2 hours in closed session on it. I was just amazed. One county has four tiers now: single plus one, single plus children, and single plus family. It because of the what's going on in society. Todd's shaking his head. So it's just interesting, and you all get to deal with that. We'll all get to deal with that moving forward. But it's and one of the things I thought as the county and you all when you were county that the more like we had Kaiser A and B, and I thought that was to help save employees money by going to a lower pay plan, but it costs more through co-pays and different things like that. That actually doesn't save money. I was amazed. I'm like, well, then why do we do it? But we did it at the time. We did it to make, but it's better not to have so many of these tiers from the healthcare industry perspective because then they can pay for more. So anyway, you may all know that. I just throw that as an aside.
Karen, are you considering going to a forum for design that does not have co-pays or deductibles or?
Oh, no, we're considering going to a design that has more of that.
All right.
Yeah. But then I found out a high cost deductible plan is the only one you can have a health savings account with.
Savings account is absolutely.
And so you have higher deductibles and it's less premium and for both the employer and the employee. And it was just fascinating. And so, but you don't have. Like the county has done Kaiser A and B, CCHP A and B, and the Health Net A and B, because one cost higher premium, and then you didn't have to pay so much in deductibles and co-pays. The lower one didn't. But because you had two, it ended up costing, it wasn't as much of a benefit. So we would offer three types of plans, three providers, let's put it that way. So anyway, you guys, we'll all have fun with it as we move forward.
Healthcare can slice and dice it any way the employer
sure can.
Group wants.
Okay, back on the SEEPs thing. This is the only takeaway, and we had discussions in closed session about another issue, and we had concerns with an employee who was volunteering to give something, but we weren't offering something in return. This feels very similar to this, that we're just taking something away with that, you know. I know we're discussing it now, but it came about in the darkness of closed session. So I would like to make a substitute motion that we accept the resolution as presented with the addition back in of the SEEBS at its current differential level. If we want to get rid of this in the future, I think the collective bargaining process would be a better avenue. So that's my motion.
I'll second that. Substitute motion. Is there any comment with regards to either motion?
The only thing I would say, not to take a position one way or another, is this is actually an opportunity to make a change when it's not literally a takeaway. We're not taking it away from anyone.
It's an opportunity that's going away.
Well, Well, that's true, but the interesting thing is so many times these things come up when there's one or two people that are already doing it, and then it literally is a takeaway. In this case, you got a clean slate. You've got an opportunity to make a decision now.
Always negotiate it in.
The reason I would do it now, or not do it now, is that if we take it off now, I have the concern that we forget about it going down the road when we start discussing salary issues. I'd rather leave it now, even though nobody's availing themselves of it. They may decide to do it next week. Who knows? And then we can, down the road, when we make a salary or if we make a salary adjustment for certain qualifications or positions, then we can deal with this. Deal with the SEEBs, either taking it away or reducing the differential or whatever. But at least it's still on the table now, and we can deal with it down the road as far as salary adjustments or classifications.
Deborah? Yeah, I think by removing this certificate program now gives our CEO the ability to, going forward, make the determination of what is relevant to an employee's job in terms of education and what is not, and make those decisions on a one-by-one basis. This is sort of a one-off certificate that, as Gail said, the rest of them don't receive this type of attention and benefit. And I'd rather see us go to a consistent program of allowing our CEO with top management staff the opportunity to make these decisions without them being board decisions.
I'd concur in that view.
Well, and again, I go back to the short history it had in our system in the first place. Does it have a history anywhere else in any other system where SEEBS is recognized as a...
Kurt's shaking his hand, yes.
Yes, other systems do have it. But don't forget, we put it in at our first opportunity to do so when the board had the ability to put things in specific to our management because of the and to be the first thing we take out when we're fully independent seems kind of strange.
Okay. I understand this thing was put in because we did not have the ability to give somebody more pay, so we put this in to offset that.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
No, not necessarily.
It was a.
Some were shaking yes, and some were saying.
Well, that's how I understood.
That was my understanding.
It was viewed similarly to a CPA or CFA. It's a lower differential rather than the 5%. It's a 2.5%. Given the CFA requirements are more arduous as well as the CPA requirements. It was basically a recognition of having gone through a further education requirement. It wasn't specifically that, okay, we want to make up some salary for this person or that person or whatever.
Like, the impression I got was that we couldn't do anything because it had to be approved by the board of supervisors, by the pay scales of the county, whatever. So some people are saying that Maryland put them in to somehow give that position.
Well, it was a committee and a board vote.
To do that.
It wasn't
that.
Just Maryland.
So have we offset that salary? Is it... Okay. That's what I'm kind of concerned about. We haven't offset it with it. What you're saying is leave it in, and then they, whoever that may be, has that bargaining tool to say, okay, we'll take this, we'll give you that. And that way it's still...
Yeah, and one of the things this board has to be considered of is that the group that we're dealing with are unrepresented employees. Right. There is no bargaining. There is no give and take. It is this board saying this is what we are willing to provide to you. They have no recourse. They have no venue to discuss it with us. So you really need to take that into account when you're taking away items. Even though nobody may be availing themselves currently of a carrot.
Well, but I look at it the opposite way. Gail gets a candidate in who's got a SEEBS certification, and this is in there. We have to pay them the differential. Then when we go to negotiate, Because even though they're not represented doesn't mean they can't bargain or discuss, we'll use that word, with the CEO and some management committee. And so then it would be a takeaway and or blending in. So I would prefer to make it cleaner, to leave it out. There's nobody going to be harmed. And then address it. I recognize what you're saying, that it could get lost, but I don't think this is going to get lost. There's much more attention and time been paid to it than I would have thought, and that's okay. But I don't think it'll get lost, and we can do it in that regard. So I'm going to come against
it. Multi-part question, but to what extent has this been have you seen individuals who are candidates, a lot of them that have these? No, and not the candidates you haven't had. So, and it's not, has it been an impediment to recruitment that people say, well, if you gave me more recognition as Siebes, I'd be happy to come with your
organization? Well, because right now they get it.
I don't think that's been enunciated. Like, it would be nice. I mean, like I said, we do have these three vacant positions. It would be nice to have a little something extra to entice a little bit better candidates. If you take this away from us, we won't have it.
See, I kind of see it as an opportunity for the candidate to appear to be more valuable to the organization as a prospect and not necessarily be compensated more when they get there. They've made themselves, in theory, a more attractive candidate. Therefore, their chances of getting a position here would be greater.
But you can say that about all the differences. So why don't we get rid of all of them? Why are we getting rid of that one?
Well, I think
because nobody's here to speak up against it and say, don't take it away from me, just because we have vacancies.
I think the intent is, as we move through the whole salary structure and, you know, the studies and going forward, is that we would, as we've discussed before, start to build requirements for these certain positions that we want to require a CPA, and that pay would actually be included in that pay schedule rather than a differential. So that's sort of the intent going forward. It's not the case right now.
Part of taking away this differential is, if people were inclined to, we have no requirement that they participate in any continuing education other than if you have a certificate that requires it. A differential in pay would lead to one to encourage someone to, on their own, go out and take these additional classes, and therefore, you know, be a better, in theory, better employee, a better qualified employee. And without that incentive, you're taking away that incentive for people to get these classes. So.
I would agree with that if it was the right program. I just, in addition to the other things we've discussed, I don't see this as the right program.
I'd like to suggest that this is really in the weeds for a board to be dealing with something like this. Your point made all kinds of sense to me, and that is that perhaps we agendize it. We pass the resolution as originally proposed without it, and agendize some kind of a one more item in lieu of or in place of the Siebes third item that gives the CEO the ability to identify reasonable kinds of incentives that he/she would use to keep, attract, maintain, retain key employees, and those who are in technical roles that need that kind of that can benefit from that kind of experience, training, etc. This is way beyond where a board, in my view.
For a private company, that would work perfectly. But when we move on, see item 10, we've got to publish all of our pay items and incentives and everything. So if you have a particular incentive that Gail may determine, you know, 5 months from now for a particular employee, then we've got to go back and we've got to adjust that and identify that.
Can we do it?
Position and everything.
Okay.
But then it's going to come back to the board for our approval.
And then it would have to be subject to, this is where I'm agendizing as opposed to trying to design it right now. But I would always take the position that you're far better off adding something in the future, eliminating, in other words, the benefit right now, where no one is impacted by it, and adding it back in the future when it's positive, as opposed to leaving it there and taking it away in the future, when, in fact, somebody might be impacted by it. You, well, it's a question in my mind about which one works better.
So vote on the substitute motion first, that is adopt the proposal, but leaving in the SEEBS differential. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Opposed? Or Gabe can. Oh, actually Gabe can vote 4.
Yeah.
Opposed?
You need to do a recall.
A recall?
You need to do a roll call vote.
Capital R?
What?
Capital R.
Is that a lowercase R?
Capital R roll.
We'll start over here with Karen.
No.
John?
No.
Todd?
Yes.
Myself? Yes. Scott?
No.
Jerry?
Yes.
Rusty?
Nope.
No.
Deborah?
Louis? Yes.
Gabe? Yes. Okay. Okay. That motion fails. Original motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Jerry 1. Abstentions? Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, item 10, which is